Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thanks for joining me, because every week there are fantastic interviews and conversations with people who are truly inspiring and making such a big difference in the world and in your life as well. So today is no exception. I have a wonderful interview with Dr. Bradley Nelson planned for today. And before we jump in, I just want to remind everyone that the real purpose and my passion for doing this program, and it's almost 20 years that I've been doing What Women Must Know, believe it or not, is to really support you in getting knowledge, getting truthful knowledge so you can make informed decisions and then find the path and move through the journey of your life in the most empowered way, most informed way possible. So thank you for joining me and for being part of this conversation every week. And I'm just going to jump right in and introduce my guest today. We're talking about Dr. Bradley Nelson's latest book, The Body Code, Unlocking Your Body's Ability to Heal Itself. And a little bit about Dr. Nelson. Actually, there's a lot to say, but we'll try to condense it. Veteran holistic physician, Dr. Bradley Nelson is one of the world's foremost experts on natural methods of achieving wellness. He has trained thousands of certified practitioners worldwide to help people overcome physical and emotional discomfort by releasing their emotional baggage. His best-selling book, The Emotion Code, provides step-by-step instructions for working with the body's energy healing power. Dr. Brad's new book is The Body Code, Unlocking Your Body's Ability to Heal Itself. The Body Code system is based on the simple premise that the body is self-healing and knows what it needs in order to thrive. The Body Code is designed to help people identify and release imbalances in six key areas: energy, surface and systems, toxicity, nutrition and lifestyle, misalignments and pathogens that are the root causes of physical, mental, and emotional issues. By identifying and releasing these imbalances, people become empowered to activate their body's innate healing power. So it's my great pleasure to welcome Dr. Bradley Nelson to the show. So, Dr. Brad, thanks for being here once again.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Cheryl. I am really excited to be back on your show.
We had a conversation. We're trying to figure it out. I don't know, at least sense of time, but, you know, probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, with the emotion code. And,
yeah.
I was sharing with you that I actually enrolled in that course, and I learned the emotion code and found it to be such a profound tool, although very simple for people to use, but profound in its results. So it's great to see that you are on to the next step of this journey, this amazing journey, and have just released The Body Code. So before we go there, for people who may not know much about you and your work, just share a little bit about the journey that got you here. And was there one, you know, aha moment that changed the direction of your life and your work?
Well, there definitely was. I've actually had a few. The first thing that happened to me was a really miraculous thing. I was really sick with the measles. I was 7 years old. And my mother asked my father if he would say a prayer for me. And so they had made a bed for me on the couch near their living room, or near their bedroom, and in the living room of our house. And everyone else had gone to bed this particular night. And I knew the plan that they were taking me into the hospital the next day, and I was going into something called an oxygen tent. And so that night my parents came into the room, and I remember this like it happened yesterday. And my mother said to my father, she said, "Honey, will you kneel down with me and say a prayer for our boy so he'll be able to get well?" And so they did. And it was probably the first time I'd ever heard my dad actually pray. He wasn't a preacher or anything like that. He was in real estate and construction. And but he's offering this prayer. And in the middle of this, I have this change that begins at the top of my head. And it goes to the soles of my feet. And I'm instantly made well. And, I mean, to go from being really just feeling really awful one moment and nauseated and just really ill to being completely vibrantly healthy in the next instant is so bizarre. You can't ever forget it. And so I told my dad, I told my parents, I said, you know, I waited until my dad was done praying, and then I said, I'm better, I'm better. And they said, that's fine. Go back to sleep. Tomorrow you're going in the oxygen. And so so that was really the beginning for me. It taught me that there is a higher power that we can draw upon, and it also taught me that healing doesn't have to take a long time. It can happen instantly, because it did for me. I mean, instantaneous. Mm-hmm. And so so then about 7 years later, I ended up with kidney disease. And I was healed of that through the help of some old-time osteopathic doctors who worked with me. And I decided that's what I wanted to do with my life. And then I took a, just kind of on a whim, in 1980, I was in college, and I took a class on computer programming. And that was it. I was a computer programmer from that moment. And then I had a business back in the early 80s when, you know, the Macintosh first came out and the IBM PC. And I'd go into people's businesses and I would program the software so they could run their businesses. And it was really fun, really enjoyable. I loved it. And it was very demanding. And it appealed to the perfectionist part of my nature, I think. And then my father one day asked me this question, totally out of the blue. He said, are you sure you don't want to go to chiropractic school, you know, into the healing arts? It seems like you've always wanted to do that. It seems like a great career. And I said, no, I'm going this other direction. And he said, well, why don't you think about it one more time? And those are, without doubt, the most important words ever spoken to me. And I thought, okay, I will think about it one more time, because I was about 6 months away from going into the master's program in business at Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah at the time. And so my wife and I made up a pro and con list, you know, of going into the healing arts or going into business and going to work for some big, huge corporation. And it was pretty long on both sides. So that night I got on my knees and I prayed and I asked God to help me because I had learned when I was seven that, you know, you can ask for help and get it. And I really didn't know what to do. I thought I had my life figured out. And then all of a sudden my dad throws me this curveball. Now I'm back to square one again. I don't know what I'm going to do. I felt like there was a lot riding on this. So what I did is I prayed about it. And that night I had this experience where I was awakened three different times. And each time that I was awakened, my mind was full of all these thoughts of how great it is to help people naturally and heal people naturally and so on. And I would think, well, yeah, but, you know, computers, and I'd fall back asleep. And so the next day I'm not convinced. So that night I pray about it again. And on that night I had the same experience. But on the second night, Cheryl, what happened was the experience was geometrically, exponentially more powerful. So that on the third time that I was awakened, on the second night, the thoughts of service to mankind and humanity and the whole world were just absolutely overwhelming. And I actually heard a voice that spoke to me as clearly as I'm speaking to you right now. And it said, this is a sacred calling. And I thought, okay, I get it. And that's what I'll do. So that's what got me into this. And then, so when I got into practice, I felt like, you know, higher power, God, source energy, whatever you want to call it, had gotten me into this career. And so I needed help. I felt like I needed all the help that I could get. And so I developed this habit. And the habit was when a patient would come in, before I would go to work on them, I would just take a moment and ask for help, just silently, you know, from up above, from God. And you know, when we ask for help like that, it usually comes as a little impression or a thought or an idea that we have that we usually think is our own. There were times during those years that I was in practice, almost two decades, where somebody would come in to see me and I didn't know how to approach their problem. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to help them. And in response to asking, sometimes on these rare occasions, the information would just flood into me like a huge download of understanding. That didn't happen very often, but it did happen. So I'll share a couple of those circumstances with you, because it all kind of applies to the body code. So one of the first experiences that I had, first of all, to help you understand how this works, the subconscious mind is a computer, really. And when I was in school, I can remember my neurology instructor in particular talking about how the subconscious mind, or the brain, really, is a computer. And I can remember, of course, I put myself through school programming the admissions office computers at the school I was going to. And I can remember sitting there thinking, wow, the brain's a computer. Well, I wonder if we'll ever have the technology to hack into it and get information out of it and ask questions, because that would be the ultimate way to take care of our patients, right? And I thought, yeah, maybe in 200 or 300 years we'll have that technology. And then I kind of put it out of my mind. Little did I know that that's exactly what I would be doing, and that really, in a nutshell, is the paradigm behind the emotion code and the body code and all the work that we're doing. It's all about accessing the subconscious, asking questions, and getting answers. And it knows exactly what's wrong with you, and if you ask, it will tell you. But getting answers to prayer was also a really important part of this. So let me share a couple stories with you about how some of those answers came. One day, a man came in to see me. He was 42 years old, and he told me that 4 years before, he'd been in this car accident, and he got whiplash and sustained a neck injury. And he said that he had seen a number of doctors in the 4 years since the accident, but that his neck still hurt like the day after the accident. And I thought, wow, that's interesting and kind of strange. And he said that on a 0 to 10 scale, his neck pain was about a 9. And so 0 is no pain, and 10 is, you know, go to the ER. And so I remember thinking that that's kind of odd. And before I went to work on him, I had this habit again of just asking for help. And so I did ask for help. I said, Father, if there's a better way to understand what he's, you know, what's going on with this guy, help me to understand it, because this seems kind of strange to me. And all of a sudden, this information just flooded into me. And the information basically was this, okay. when you receive some kind of a blow, like some kind of a physical strike against you, in his case, he was rear-ended. There were hundreds of tons of kinetic energy probably released in the accident. Some of that energy went through the car and bent the frame and crumpled the fenders and so on. Some of that energy went through his body, and a lot of the time when we receive some kind of a physical blow, the energy of that blow, that kinetic energy, will just go through the body, but sometimes that energy stays in the body. And that's what was revealed to me, was that the energy from the accident was still in his body, stuck in his neck, causing his pain. And I thought, wow, that's weird. So the energy from the accident is stuck in his body. So I just took a magnet and swiped down the middle of his back a few times to release that energy with intention. And then I said, okay, move your neck around. And he turns his head left and right and looks up and down and tilts his head left and right. And he says, how did you do that? And I said, well, does it feel better? And he said, well, yeah, it feels like about a 2 now from a 9. And so,
yeah.
So that is in what we call the body code, and that's something that we call physical trauma energy. Another story that happened, my wife and I have, we've been married for 42 years. We've got 8 kids and 6 grandkids, and which is always kind of stunning for people, but it's true, same wife, and, you know, and anyway, our
survive
daughter,
8 children, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty amazing. Well, it's a fascinating story because 5 years before I met her, my wife gave up a baby for adoption because she wasn't married and wasn't ready to have a child, and it was a sealed adoption. Well, about 15 years ago, that daughter found my wife, and she's 46 years old, and in the last couple of years, she's got 5 kids. And in the last couple of years, her adoptive parents have passed away, and her adopted brother also has passed away. So she doesn't have a family. So we're actually adopting her. And so that's a whole nother interview.
Well, that's all. Isn't that beautiful, though? Well, how it all comes around and to a beautiful family now for everyone.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Well, anyway, so when my wife was pregnant with our youngest daughter, who now is 23, she was really suffering from morning sickness. And she was begging me to help her. And I was thinking of all the things that I had tried over many years in practice that none of which had really worked. You know, you've got the little wristband, acupressure bead thing. You've got, eating ginger, things like that. None of those things really worked very well at all. So I didn't really know what to do to help my wife, but I wanted to help her. And so I said this prayer, and I said, Father in heaven, if there's a better way to do this, help me to know what to do, because nothing that I've ever tried has really worked. And this is another one of those rare situations where this information just flooded into me. And this was almost whimsical. The answer was, well, you'd feel pretty sick too if you had this new life growing inside of you, especially if your brain wasn't connected to it. And that was the answer. And I thought, oh, okay, so it's a connection issue. So if there's a disconnection going on between the brain of the mother and the baby, then morning sickness is the result. And so I tested my wife, and we do that by asking questions and then using muscle testing. And the body will respond with strong muscle for yes and a weak muscle for no. And so I started asking questions and found, sure enough, there were some disconnections going on between her brain and the fetus and so on, and the placenta, et cetera. So I was able to remake those connections really quickly just by swiping a magnet down the middle of her back a few times. That's how we do things in the emotion code and the body code. And all of a sudden, there weren't any other disconnections, and all of a sudden, the morning sickness was gone, right? And I thought, wow. And I mean, she was ready to throw up. And so then she was fine for about 2 days, and then it started coming back again a little bit. And so I rechecked her and found something had shorted out a little and fixed it. And she was fine again for another 3 or 4 days. And then there was one more time I had to check her and fix one more thing. And she never had any more morning sickness. Now, we have practitioners now in a couple different places in the world, at least, who just specialize in fixing morning sickness. Because you think about what a big issue it is. And how, you know, Western medicine has tried to fix it with drugs like thalidomide. We know how that went, right?
So anyway, that
was another answer that came, and from that we have learned about some other really interesting things that have to do with the connection between the spirit and the physical part of the body. What I believe is that we're spirit beings having this physical experience, and so if you could take the spirit intelligence that is really who you are, if you could take that out of your body and put it right next to you, I think it would look exactly like you in every detail. And, you know, they did a study back in, about 1905, I believe, where, and actually we talk about this in the Body Code book, where these scientists took people who were close to death, and they arranged for them when they were in their very last moments of life, they put them on a very, very fine scale because they wanted to see, when a person dies, does their weight change? And sure enough, they were trying to prove the existence of the human spirit, really. And what they found was, on average, people would lose about 21 grams of weight at the moment of death. And so was that the spirit leaving the body? I think probably it was. And so anyway... So that's part of the body code, too, is finding disconnections that can happen between the spirit and the physical. We know that if the spirit totally leaves the body, you're dead. But your spirit can be partly out of your body. Your spirit and your physical body may not be communicating very well. You can actually have a broken heart, which is where that spirit counterpart of your physical heart actually breaks and splits. And then that can cause not only physical issues like chest pain, and I think it can be a precipitating factor for heart attacks and heart disease, but also it affects your relationships because you got a broken heart that you're walking around with. So those are some of the things. You see, when I was in practice, having been a computer programmer, and as I was beginning to learn that the subconscious mind within us is this incredibly powerful computer that has all the answers, I started trying to keep track of the things that I was finding. And so I always had a computer there in my practice as I was working on patients. And as I would find new imbalances or be led to new things or find things that worked, I would record those in this database of information that I was building. And that is really what the body code is. And what I found was that all of my patients, no matter what they were suffering from, no matter how old or young they were, whether they were male or female, young or old, whether they were dealing with something like depression or anxiety or phobias or panic attacks or PTSD or eating disorders or some kind of self-sabotage, or if they'd been diagnosed with some kind of a disease process. Most of the people that I saw in the last 10 years had been told there was really no hope for them at all in Western medicine. They were basically cast off from Western medicine because there's nothing they could do. They couldn't cure them with drugs or surgery, and that's what Western medicine has to offer. And so these people would come in and see me, and then they would get well because I knew how to talk to the subconscious mind. And, you know, the conscious mind is where we spend all of our waking hours, right? But the subconscious mind is that vastly intelligent spirit within us, I think, that is creating millions of new cells every minute and keeping our heart beating and air moving in and out of our lungs, and that's running our bodies and creating, I mean, countless chemical reactions every second to keep us alive. And that internal computer, that subconscious mind, knows exactly what's wrong with everybody. Each person has this unbelievably powerful computer within them that has all of the answers. You know, you're diagnosed with some kind of a major disease. You don't know why. Your doctor doesn't know why. But guess who does know? Your subconscious mind knows exactly why you've manifested that. It knows about the emotional baggage maybe that might be part of that. It knows maybe that there could be some kind of a pathogen that's part of that, or maybe some misalignments of some tissues. Maybe there's some kind of a nutritional deficiency or something. Maybe there's toxins that are part of that. Maybe there are some kind of breakdowns going on between the spirit and the physical, or maybe there's emotional baggage. The subconscious knows all those things. So the body code was just this method, this map really that I put together. It's really kind of a map of the subconscious. And so I could use it to find imbalances in people, and it worked really, really well. So,
you know, I'm listening to you, and this is the challenge in the healing arts, because there are so many factors that impact how the body and the energy of the body is expressed in, you know, towards the goal of wellness, right? I mean, it can, you know, it can get overwhelming, and it can be a bit of a conundrum, because people may say, well, this supplement, let me just go for this supplement, or, you know, let me go for this adjustment, or let me, you know, just try some acupuncture. But the point is that we have to understand and find a way and a map, which is what you have done, to address all of the facets that are influencing how the energy in the body is flowing. And it takes the left brain out of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's actually really, really simple. And it's very freeing, really, once you learn how it works. And my prior training as a computer programmer was absolutely critical for me to be able to develop this work, because I realized that the subconscious mind within us is a computer, but it has a different interface than any computer that I had ever used. For example, if you work on your laptop, what's the interface? Well, the interface, so that you can use the laptop, is the keyboard, right? And it's also the screen. You see things on the screen, you respond with the keyboard, et cetera. Your phone, you've got a screen, and then you can use your finger to touch buttons and so on if you have a smartphone. So that's the interface there. Well, the interface for the subconscious mind is a different kind of interface. It's a binary interface, first of all. And what that means essentially is that the subconscious mind can respond to you as long as the question that you ask can be answered with either a yes or a no. And so in the Body Code book, we teach people how to do that. It's actually really, really simple. Let me tell you another story, actually, that will help to illustrate. A young woman came into me once, and she had been hospitalized for 5 days with this pain in her abdomen. And they had run every test known to man, all the tests they had. All the tests were negative. And so finally they dismissed her from the hospital and said, we can't find anything wrong with you. You have to leave. So she comes into my office, and she's about a 9 on a 0 to 10 scale of pain. So she's really in pain. And so I started using the Body Code, and I found she had a couple of trapped emotions. I was able to release those energies from her. I found a couple of other things. One of the things that I found that I thought was just an incidental finding was that she needed a supplement. And now understand that what I'm doing is I'm asking questions of her internal computer, her subconscious mind, and I'm getting answers on muscle testing. So, if, for example, if I were there with you, Cheryl, just so people understand, if you were to hold one arm out parallel to the floor, and if you were to make a statement like, my name is Cheryl, that would be a true statement. And you'd be able to resist my downward pressure on your arm, right? If you were to say something that's untrue or incongruent, like if you were to say my name is Jill, if I were to press down on your arm with the same level of strength, you wouldn't be able to resist me because that's your subconscious mind giving a no answer, essentially, that no, that's not true. And so that's the interface for the body. It's one of the interfaces. It's this ability that the subconscious mind has through this medium of the physical body to answer questions with a yes by muscle strength or with a no by muscle weakness. And so I'm asking questions, and I'm taken in the Body Code to this area that we call nutrition and lifestyle, to the nutrient area, to this chart that I put together of all the different nutrients that people need. And I was taken to column A and row 3, something like that, and tested a number of things and got to chromium, and that went strong, that she needed chromium. And I thought about it. I thought, well, chromium is, you know, it's an element that's used by the body, especially to regulate blood sugar. And I thought, well, okay, that's an incidental thing. That's fine. We'll make a note of it, but it doesn't have anything to do with her pain. And I told her, I said, we're out of chromium right now, but I think at some point you should get some. Your body is indicating, your subconscious is indicating that you need that. Well, so she went home, and she was still in pain. She came back the next day. She was the very first person I had that next day. And she's getting worse. I mean, she's like over a 10 now in pain. And I don't know what else to do. But I remember thinking, I can't believe that they ran all these tests in the hospital and missed what's going on with her. She's got to have something really serious because, I mean, look at the pain she's in. So I didn't know what else to do. She was right there. So I started doing some testing again. And out of all the thousands of possibilities that I could have been guided to by her subconscious mind, I was guided to this section on nutrition and lifestyle, to this subsection called nutrients, and to this chart and column A and the third row and right to chromium. And only then did I remember, oh, wait a minute, that showed up yesterday. And I said to her, look, I said, I don't know why, but I said, your subconscious mind, I think, really is trying to tell us that you really need chromium. I said, I don't know why, but look, I want you to leave my office right now. Go down the street to the health food store, buy some chromium tablets, ask them for water. Go ahead, don't wait. Just go ahead and take some right then. 20 minutes later, this very athletic young woman is literally jumping up and down in my waiting room. And she's saying, I'm fixed. And she said the moment that she took the chromium tablets, the pain just instantly disappeared. And she said to me, she asked me, she said, how did that work? And I just looked at her and I said, well, I have no idea. I still have no idea. Nobody's been able to explain it to me. But what I told her was, I said, you know, the beauty of it is your subconscious mind knew that that's what you needed. And so we were able to give you what you needed. And exactly why, you know, pain is an indicator from the body that there's something else going on. But I had never seen that exact thing before or since. But I will tell you this, that having the body code and being able to use this knowledge to raise our own 8 kids has just been absolutely just life-changing. Because, you know, I mean, I can remember having a child screaming in pain and figuring out what the underlying cause of the pain really was and correcting it. And then just within a matter of a minute, that child is back watching TV and is feeling totally fine. You know, being able to decipher the true underlying causes of people's symptoms using the body code has really been amazing and really a lot of fun. And the beauty of it is that it's really intended for the whole world. What happened was about a year after the emotion code first came out, and that was in 2007. So this is in 2008. One morning in 2008, I woke up and my mind was full of instruction. And the instruction was you need to take everything that you've learned about natural healing and put it into a self-study course that anyone can learn and make it available to everyone, everywhere. And that's what the body code actually is. The book is really the manual for your body. And you can actually use the book to find imbalances and fix them on yourself and on your loved ones.
And you know, this is so profound as to the calling that you have in this lifetime is to create this model. I mean, starting out with your programming experience, your computer programming, which actually turned out to be invaluable, right, to do the work. You have to have those skills.
I had to have that training.
Understanding that mindset to take you to the next stage or I would say, you know, your service in life, which is pretty fascinating, actually, when you look back and you see the progression of your life. And those words that your father happened to utter, which
Oh, boy.
It was divinely guided to remind you at that moment in time, right?
He really truly was, and I'm so grateful that you know, my dad's very, very wise, and he really was inspired. I mean, he needed to ask me that question. If he hadn't asked me that question, my life would have taken a completely different trajectory. And I'm sure I would have had a great life, but it would have been totally different. But this is so much more fun and so much more rewarding because now, this healing work had to come into the world. And people are finding out all over the world that they have the ability within themselves to, in most cases, to help and to heal their loved ones and their family members and you know, there's always going to be a need for Western medicine. I mean, Western medicine is so fantastic at acute problems, especially. I mean, right? If you have an accident and your leg isn't attached to your body anymore, well, if you take your leg to the hospital, they may very well be able to reattach it. But most of the time, people don't need that level of care. Most of the time, people are just trying to get by, and they're not feeling good. They have a lot of physical problems. Maybe they can't conceive a child. Maybe they've got asthma or digestive issues. Maybe they're dealing with pain or any of those other things I mentioned, like depression and anxiety and so on. And all of those things, really every kind of symptom that we have can be looked at as a check engine light, like the check engine light in your car. If that light turns on, you know that your car engine needs attention, right? You don't know really necessarily what's wrong. You're probably not a mechanic. But you know that if you take that car into a mechanic and the mechanic says, we found the problem. Your check engine light was turned on. We turned it off. You should be good to go. Well, you would probably be suspicious, right? That can't really be right. But that's how we take care of ourselves for the most part in Western medicine, right? We have some kind of a symptom that occurs. And if it gets bad enough, we go to the doctor and the doctor will give us something to suppress the symptom. You know, for example, one of the stories in the book is about a woman that came in to see me. She had hurt her back lifting one of her kids. And she had a migraine at the time that she came in. And she said it had been going for 2 weeks without any break. She was taking Cafergod and Fiorinol and just some heavy-duty medications she was on. And she said that I think it was 19 years that she'd had migraines, or maybe 20 years, pretty much every day. And so when I examined her, I found a bone out of alignment at the base of her skull and told her about it, and I was able to realign that little bone. And all of a sudden, the migraine was gone. And she came back in, I don't know, 5 or 6 days later, and she was mad. And I thought she was mad at me, but she wasn't mad at me. She said that she was mad because her migraine headache was gone when I gave her that little adjustment, and it had not come back. And she said it was basically the first stretch of time that she'd had without a migraine, and she just felt like they weren't going to come back. And she said that she had spent so many hours, all the doctors that she'd ever seen had all told her, nothing you can do, take these drugs and just deal with it. And she said they should have known. They should have known that there could be an underlying cause for migraines. And, of course, the cause can be different for everybody, right? But in her case, that was apparently what the cause was, because fixing that underlying cause corrected her problem. She was mad because she said she had spent so many hours and days and weeks and months and just in a dark room with the shades drawn trying to deal with the pain. She was mad because she was never going to get those years back. And we take care of ourselves how we are kind of conditioned to take care of ourselves by the vested interests. You know, conventional wisdom is always bought and paid for. And so we take care of ourselves largely with drugs, right, and surgery. And at least in the United States, I don't know about Australia, but in the United States, prescription drugs as of a few years ago were considered the third leading cause of death. And those are prescriptions that are taken according to the label. I don't know now. I think that since COVID happened, I think that everything else is everything is upside down that way. I don't know what the number one cause of death would be now. I don't even want to get into it. But anyway.
You know, so we've been programmed in our Western cultures, we've been programmed to believe that if you're sick, you go and take medicine, right? And then, you know, at one time, the cultural model was herbal medicine of some sort. Now it's, you know, pharmaceutical drugs. But that's the programming that we've had in our culture. But it's, you know, so obvious in this conversation, it is so limited in what it can truly achieve and achieve without further consequences and side effects, which are numerous. And what you have brought into the world, is a model, number one, that is for everyone. You don't have to spend $100,000 and go through chiropractic college or, you know, or a couple hundred thousand dollars to be a medical doctor. Anyone can invest a small amount and have a resource, a healing tool. So that's number one. Number two, it's a tool that you have brought together through your inspiration that covers the myriad of possibilities of what could be creating an energy misalignment or a frequency misalignment that is manifesting as a physical problem. So as we said earlier, there could be so many factors that are compromising the flow of energy in the body that leads to a symptom, right? So So you have put together a model, a map, that can address the potential of where the source of that imbalance is primarily coming from, which no doctor can do, by the way. No doctor can do that. And, you know, you've created a very powerful, a very effective and profound model that is there for everyone.
Well, I agree. I'd love to take credit for all this, but, you know, I just work here. It's really all about the higher power.
That's it. You know, that's the inspiration that moved you at that moment in time to really get on with the purpose of why you are here in this lifetime, and to be able to then disseminate this knowledge throughout the world. And as you said, with all the students impacting thousands, tens of thousands, or who knows, maybe millions of people. What an amazing life, Brad. What an amazing destiny you have. You can't get any better than that, right?
No, it really truly has just been an amazing ride. You know, it's so interesting because all of the experiences that I've had, all the spiritual experiences that I've had, have all really been about this. It's like this was the work that I was supposed to do when I came into this world. And it's so fun. I want to read a testimonial for you that's in the Body Code book. And this was just about the emotion code. This woman wrote in, she said, "My first experience using the emotion code was with my 11-year-old son. We took a vacation in Colorado for fall break and stayed in an Airbnb that has cats. I had completely forgotten that he was very allergic to cats. I had brought the emotion code book with me on the trip to read. After reading it and seeing all the amazing stories in the book and watching my son being so miserable with 3 days of cat allergies, I decided to try it. I really didn't know what I was doing, but I was good with a pendulum." And that's another way you can get answers out of the body, right? The subconscious is with the pendulum. She said, "I followed the flow chart and found 6 trapped emotions specific to cat allergies. After releasing them with the magnet, within minutes, he stopped scratching his face and sneezing. I was amazed. I asked him how he felt 20 minutes later, and he took a deep sigh, rolled his eyes like a good preteen would, and said, 'Mom, I was just thinking, your necklace thing really works.'" Or pendulum was a necklace. You know? So, you know, think about that. I mean, that really is the core of this message, is that every single man and woman and child that's born into this world has a birthright, and that birthright is to heal, to take care of their own problems most of the time, to take care of their loved ones' problems, their family members. And that's what's happening with this work. People are trying it, and they're finding out, oh my gosh, Mom's depression is gone, or Grandpa's back pain isn't bothering him anymore, and Sister Shirley is pregnant now, where she couldn't get pregnant before. I mean, things like that. That's what's driving this. The cat is out of the bag. I mean, this is going to really ultimately change the world. And you know, I've done seminars and events all over the world, and in various places around the world, I've had people come up to me and tell me that they had a near-death experience, or they had a dream, or they had a vision where they saw this work change everything. They saw it change the world. And it's just this consciousness is expanding in the world, see, and we're finally waking up to who we really are, and that we're divine creations, that we're here for divine reasons, that we're all literally brothers and sisters, and our bodies are just these incredibly divine, intelligent instruments that know all the answers, and now we have a way to ask and get those answers. That's all it is. Pretty simple.
Right, and in doing so, it really shifts the paradigm, doesn't it, about who we are and the possibilities that are open to us, this unlimited being that we truly are. And when we, you know, work with something like the body code and see that we can quickly shift the energies and then the body responds, it's a game changer in how people see themselves and hopefully the world and the possibilities that exist. So I have a couple questions before we come to the end.
Okay.
What's the role of the magnet? I know that the magnet is the only tool you really need, along with the chart that you have. So what is it about the magnet that is so important in this work?
Well, when I was first developing this work, I was using magnets made by a Japanese company called Nikken. And had great success with those magnets for all kinds of things. They're very powerful, very helpful for a lot of things that I saw with my patients. In fact, I had a physical therapy suite in my office that was full of various different kinds of machines, you know, that were all designed to help people recover faster. We had different kinds of ultrasound and Russian stimulation and this and that. And when I learned about how powerful these little magnets were that were made by this company, Nikken, I called my equipment provider and I said, I want you to come and just take all this stuff away and sell it. I don't care. Just get rid of it because I don't need it anymore. Because I found that people could buy one of these little magnets from this company and it could really help them. Well, so during that time, I was also developing this work with the emotion code and the body code. And so so then I got out of practice, and when I was writing the emotion code book, I got to the part about magnets, because I'd always used magnets, and I'd always used those magnets made by that company. And then I'm writing the emotion code book, and this was back in 2006 and 7, and I'm realizing, okay, people are going to buy this book for $15 or $20, and then I'm going to tell them they've got to go and spend $90 on a magnet. And I thought, you know, I've kind of been assuming that only these magnets work. And so then I started testing other magnets. And what I found, Cheryl, was that any magnet works. You know, if you got a magnet on your refrigerator from your plumber that was there last week, that works. You got a Hello Kitty magnet somewhere in your drawer, that works. Any kind of a magnet works. It doesn't matter how strong. It doesn't matter how weak. It doesn't matter what polarity it is. They all work the same way. And then I found out that that you don't really even need a magnet. That you can just use your hand. And your hand is also biomagnetic. It's putting out a biomagnetic force. And really, it's really all about intention more than anything else. So if I have a magnet right at hand and I'm doing this work, I'll go ahead and use the magnet still. If I don't have a magnet, it's okay. I'll just use my hand. I've taught entire seminars just using my hand. So the magnet is kind of an optional thing. And we explain that in the book, too. You don't have to spend any money to buy some kind of a fancy magnet. I mean, you can if you want to, but you don't really need to. And
yeah,
the way that magnets...
One off.
Yeah. Sorry?
I said just pull one off the fridge.
Yeah, you totally can, and that'll work just fine. Magnets are just a form of energy. And so what you're trying to do when you're releasing a trapped emotion or a trauma energy or some other kind of imbalance using the emotion code or the body code, what we do is we swipe with a magnet or the hand on what we call the governing meridian. And that's a little river of energy that flows from the tailbone straight up the back, up over the top of the head, down the middle of the nose to the inside of the upper lip. And you can swipe any length of that meridian to release a trapped emotion or whatever it is you might be working with or whatever you're dealing with the body code. It's the same thing. And so if I'm working on myself, for example, or I'm by myself and I'm working on someone at a distance, I'll just put my hand or a magnet in the middle of my forehead, and then I'll just swipe over the top of my head to the back of my neck a few times to release something. If I'm working with someone live and in person, I'll usually go down the middle of their back a few times. But yeah, it's actually really simple, and it doesn't have to cost anything. Most people can find a magnet somewhere. Sorry?
Yes, and the other thing that I think we need to mention is that this can be done without the person being present. So you can do this long distance, which I have done many times, which is just another feature of the power of this work and of intention, that you can actually have the ability to tune into that person and do the work on that person with them thousands of miles away, and
yes.
have it be effective and successful, which is another amazing feature of what you're doing. This, there is no time and space. We're all connected here, and we can do this work with anyone, anywhere.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I think I might have mentioned, you know, we've certified over 10,000 people now in the Emotion Code in over 80 countries. And many of them work with other people in other countries and people that they might never actually even meet. And so, so yes, absolutely. And you see, that makes no sense if you think of the world in terms of Newtonian physics. But if you think of the world in terms of these new understandings of quantum physics, then it absolutely makes perfect sense, because what quantum physics teaches us is that we really truly are all connected energetically, and that one person has the ability to set aside his or her own needs to act on behalf of another person, and that those energies can become entangled at a distance. And, and you know, these principles in quantum physics are so amazing. We talk a little bit about them in the Body Code book, but essentially when someone's working with someone else at a distance, they're doing something that in quantum physics is referred to as the collapsing of the wave function, where one reality is collapsed into a new reality, and it's all done with energy, and it's very, very simple. And I mean, I taught how to do this work at a distance in the Emotion Code that came out in 2007. And I wasn't sure, honestly. I'll tell you, when I was writing the book, I got to that part where I had to decide, am I going to put this in in the book about how this can work at a distance? Because at that time, it was not really generally, you know, accepted by most people. And I said a prayer about it, and this feeling came to me, yes, absolutely, that needs to go in there. So I did. I crossed my fingers. And, but yeah, now we have thousands, probably millions of people doing it all over the world.
And as a result, people can do so much more healing because they can work with anyone, anywhere, right? So it opens up this vast potential. Huge potential. So we're coming to the end of the show, and I just want to ask, if someone wants to learn the Body Code, do they need to first do the Emotion Code training, or can they just be trained
with the Body Code? Yeah, the
Body Code
is designed for anyone, so anybody can buy the book, anyone can learn how to use it. We do have an app. That's a subscription app that goes. It's called the Body Code System, and I'll tell you the story behind this. When we were first writing the book, it was the publisher that came to me and they said, "We want you to write a book about the Body Code." And so I wrote a manuscript and I gave it back to them, and it was kind of an overview of how the Body Code works and it had some nice stories in it and so on. And they came back and they said, "No, we want a how-to book." And my response to them was, "Well, the Body Code, I can't put everything in a book because it would be, you know, it would be like 8 or 10 inches thick, because there's so much in the system that is, of course, the software that's the app that runs on your desktop or your phone or whatever." And so that's what they wanted. And so I thought about it, and they gave me a page limit. It couldn't be any more than 400 pages. So what we did is we took the highlights, the things that we find most commonly in the Body Code, and those are in there. But there is also an app. The Body Code book is really the manual for the app. And anybody in the world can learn how to do this and help their own friends, family members, loved ones, and so on. If people want to really get good at it, we do have certification that's available. That starts with Emotion Code. That's level one. That's our level one program. And most people will finish that in, you know, 2 or 3 months, and then they can go on to Body Code certification. That's level two. And we're soon introducing another level that's going to be called the Belief Code. It'll be our third level of certification. And then sometime next year we'll be introducing, if all goes well, our fourth level of certification, and that's going to be called Healing Mastery. So we're very, very excited about these next two levels.
Well, yeah, they're very exciting, and I can see where your computer programming mind has really come in handy, Brent. Putting all those pieces together, right? All those facets of the program. I just want to really, wholeheartedly thank you for this profound work that you're bringing into the world and the difference you are making to tens of thousands, probably millions. If not millions, it will be millions soon. And such great service to humanity. So all the best to you. The Body Code, Unlocking Your Body's Ability to Heal Itself. Everyone get that book. Start learning. It's simple. It's easy. If you want to know more, go to the website, discoverhealing.com. Check it out. This is where it's at these days, Brad. We have to take responsibility for our health and work with these profound, inspired systems that can really simply, easily, inexpensively transform our lives. So, again, thank you for the wonderful work you're doing and all the best on this trip that's coming up to Europe. And hopefully we'll be talking again with the next level.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Cheryl, for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's great to talk to you again.
Yes, same here. And until next time, thank you, Dr. Bradley Nelson, and thank you all for listening to What Women Must Know. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.